Jonah 1, verse 1 to 3. Jonah flees the presence of the Lord. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come up before me. But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went on board to go with them to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord. Jonah 3, verse 1 to 5. Jonah goes to Nineveh. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it the message that I tell you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey, and he called out, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And the people of Nineveh believed God. They called for a fast, and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them.
Good morning, church. Did you all have a good Christmas and New Year? I did. Just a pity about the cricket. Are any of you going to the cricket today? I have to go. I love cricket, but I really don't like social situations, and I have to go and entertain clients. I'm really just not very good at it. I don't never know what to say, and when I do say something, it's normally inappropriate. I have a terminal case of foot and mouth disease. I think when people invite me around for like a formal dinner or wedding or something, I must be a nightmare. Like, where are we going to put Candice? Perhaps next to great aunt Agatha, she's deaf anyway. Or crazy cousin Lily, we'd like it if she left early. But I don't think I'm the worst person. There's somebody I think that is much worse than me. My least favorite person in the world. If I call you a Muppet, and you're not called Kermit the Frog, Fozzie Bear, or Miss Piggy, I have insulted you. I have given you the biggest insult out. And this person, I have reserved the title Muppet. And the worst person, I think, in the entire world is Kevin Peterson, the ex-England cricketer. I've never met him, so my prejudice and hatred is completely unfounded. But just every time I hear him speak on the news or every time somebody interviews him, my hackles go up. And I just have the urge to call him Muppet. And the reason is he just represents everything that annoys me about people. He's arrogant, self-centered. He puts himself before the team. Yeah, I could go on forever. He blames the quota system. He blames South Africa. You know, he really does annoy me. You may have heard the joke. If Kevin Peterson and Jacob Zuma were drowning and you could only save one of them, what kind of sandwich would you make? So today's sermon is about reaching out to the people we don't think are worth saving. It's a difficult sermon. It's quite awkward to think of people that we don't believe are worth saving. And like Jonah, I've been trying to avoid the message. I've thought of coming up with an easier passage, an easier message, but this message has really been pressing on my heart. So to start off with, just to briefly share Jonah's story. Jonah is an Israelite, and he's living in a town called Joppa, which is near Jerusalem. And God tells him to go to Nineveh. And Nineveh is a big city in Assyria. Now, the Assyrians were a really horrible, brutal nation, cruel. They were capturing Israelites, and those Israelites that could work, they were putting them into slavery. Those that couldn't, they were brutally torturing and killing them. And once they killed the Israelites, they took their heads and put them on poles as trophy outside the king's palace. And they took the skins of these dead Israelites and lined the city walls. They were a really horrible, disgusting nation. So God tells Jonah, go to Nineveh. He's thinking, no ways. I'm not going anywhere near Nineveh. So he gets on a boat and literally tries to go to the other end of the world. He heads off to a place called Tarshish, which in those days was where Spain is now. It was the furthest that the Israelites knew about. So he gets on this boat and heads off to Tarshish. But while he's on this boat, a vicious storm comes, a massive storm. Even the hardened sailors on this boat were just completely terrified. And they said to Jonah, you know, what is it? This must be from your God, because we've never seen anything like this. And Jonah realizes the only way that the storm is going to end is actually if he gets thrown into the ocean. So he tells the sailors, just chuck me in the ocean. Jonah would rather have drowned, would rather die than go to Nineveh. He could have just said to the sailors, can you take me back to shore? Because I kind of know what the deal is here. So Jonah gets thrown in the ocean, and God sends a big fish, the famous big fish or whale, to swallow Jonah. And while in the belly of the whale or the big fish, Jonah has time to rethink his escape plan. And he realizes he really can't escape from God. So he prays to God and says, okay, I'll do what you want me to do. So after 3 days in this fish, God sends an instruction and the big fish deposits Jonah safely on the shore. And once on the shore, God again says to Jonah, go to Nineveh. Reluctantly, Jonah says, okay, I'll go. And then he goes and he delivers this message to the Ninevites. And I always get this picture of Jonah, like a kid who's been forced to say sorry, sort of mumbling, sorry. I think that's how he gave the speech to the Ninevites. All he could manage was 8 words. But that was only 8 words were needed for the entire city of Nineveh to worship God. They repented and they worshiped God, even the king. And he sent out a decree to say everybody needed to stop doing what they were doing and to worship the only God. But Jonah was angry with God. He was angry that God would show love and compassion to those who least deserve it. His worst nightmare, his worst enemies, Jonah's Muppets. But God responds to Jonah's anger by showing him that his mercy and love is not something that's deserved. Jonah doesn't deserve God's love and mercy either, yet God has shown it to him. So God shows love and mercy to people who don't deserve it, whether they're the Ninevites, Jonah, or us. So this Bible story is one of those famous Bible stories. We've been told it since we were little kiddies in Sunday school. And it has so many wonderful things to teach us about ourselves and about God. But this morning, I think there are 3 important questions that God is asking us through this story. The first is, where is my Nineveh? Where is your Nineveh? The second is, why does God want us to go to Nineveh? And thirdly, what should I do when I get there? What do I do when I get to Nineveh? So the first question, where is my Nineveh? Who do I think? Who do you think is least deserving of your love and of God's love? Our Ninevehs may be very, very different. For some of us, like Jonah, our Ninevehs might be really obvious. It might be something that God is telling us quite directly. Share your love with a specific person or a specific group of people. For others, we might need to spend some time in prayer, asking God who our Ninevehs are. We might be so blinded by prejudice or our hearts hardened by anger and resentment. Our might be people that we've forgotten, ignored, or just disregarded. Perhaps your Ninevehs are people in particular racial groups or religious groups. I know a number of people at the moment are angry and afraid of Muslims. Perhaps the Muslim community is your Nineveh. Or perhaps it's black people, white people, racists, foreigners. Or perhaps your Ninevehs are people you think are doing bad things. Homosexuals, alcoholics, prisoners, ex-prisoners, could be many, many different Ninevehs. Or for many of us, our Ninevehs might be specific people in our lives. Might be family members who've hurt you, cheated us, friends who've ignored us or taken advantage of us, or people we just don't like to be around, arrogant, nasty. It could even be our husbands or wives. You've tried. Perhaps you've got to the point where the marriage just isn't working for you. You'd rather walk away. It's easier to walk away than to be married. Or for some of us, our Ninevehs might even be ourselves. We don't think we're worthy of God's love. We struggle to like, never mind love ourselves. We try to even escape ourselves, abuse ourselves. Alcohol, starvation, self-loathing. There's so many things we do because we don't believe we're worthy of our own love and of God's love. It's quite uncomfortable to think about our Ninevehs. It's easier to forget about them, walk away, put them out of our minds. So why does God want us to go to our Ninevehs? For Jonah, and I suggest for us, there are three reasons. The first is so that we can see God's love. God showed Jonah that God's love and mercy isn't reserved or limited in any way. Just like Jonah, when we start to recognize that we're undeserving, we can start to see the people we believe are undeserving through God's eyes. Despite being undeserving, God shows us unconditional love. Jonah was completely opposite to Jesus. Instead of going to Nineveh, Jonah would rather die than see people that he believed were undeserving be shown love and compassion. He'd rather die than they be saved. Jesus, completely opposite, died for Nineveh, for Jonah, and for us. So the first reason God sent Jonah to Nineveh was so that we could see that God's love is completely undeserving. But yet he shows it to us. He gives us this grace of unconditional love. The second reason God sends Jonah to Nineveh is so that his heart could be healed. For Jonah to hate the Ninevites so much, the anger and resentment must have been bottling up inside him. I've seen people whose anger and resentment is so much, it's like a poison. It eats them from the inside. And yeah, when a person faces the people who they're resenting and their anger towards, and they face them with a heart of love and mercy, suddenly that poison, that anger, starts to melt away. It's like a relief, like you can suddenly breathe again. In prison ministries, what they do is they allow victims of crimes to meet the perpetrators, the prisoners, and they bring these two groups of people together. And it's actually incredible to watch, to witness, to see hardened criminals, gangsters, just crumble when they get to speak to and see the victims of their crimes. Because for many of these prisoners, these criminals, they actually are victims too. Their stories are heartbreaking. And for the victims of the crimes to come and face these prisoners with just hearts of mercy, suddenly their own anger and resentment can start to disappear. It's incredible to see. So the second reason God sends Jonah to Nineveh, and why God sends us to our Ninevehs, is so that we can heal. Our hearts can heal. And the third reason is so that Jonah can be a witness to the Ninevites. Jonah was a living witness of the compassion and love of God. Can you imagine an Israelite being sent to the very people that are brutally killing and torturing the Israelites? And he goes there with a message from God, a second chance from God. Any other Israelites or any other person going to their worst enemies would have come with an army, would have come with revenge. But Jonah doesn't. He comes with a message from God. And approaching are Ninevehs without the anger and sense of revenge. It's an incredibly powerful witness. When we were in Jordan, the Syrian refugees, when we told them our stories, they were blown away. They said, how can Westerners come to a Muslim country? Why would you come here? And we said, we just want to share the love of Jesus with you, like Jesus has loved us. And it was incredible for them to hear this message. And Muslim after Muslim turned to Jesus because of it. So the third question, what do we do when we get to Nineveh? How should we approach our Ninevehs? The story of Jonah maps out three steps. First step, pray. After Jonah's initial anger and running away from God, Jonah simply prayed. We should all start by praying. Pray that God would show us our Ninevehs, that he would lead us to Nineveh. Pray that God would transform and heal our hearts. And then pray for our Ninevehs. Pray that they would experience God's love, God's mercy, God's grace. Secondly, we should go. Jonah eventually went where God led him. Jonah eventually went to Nineveh. We should go to our Ninevehs. God may send you to specific places, near or far off places. But our Ninevehs might also be right where we are. They might be our neighbors, barking dogs, loud music. It might be a friend, a family member, a colleague. It might be our brother, our sister. And just like God led Jonah, God will lead us to our Ninevehs. Pray and listen to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. You don't need to wonder where to go. God will lead you to where you need to go. And the third thing is to share God's love. When we get to our Nineveh, just share the word and the love of God. Now, I've said that I have foot and mouth disease, and I really do. But when I'm in a situation and I ask God just to help me through the situation, give me the words to share his love, to share his word. No matter how stuttering I might sound, he does speak through me. He does give me the words that I need to say. Jonah only said 8 words. Yet an entire city turned to God based on those 8 words. However limited, however inadequate we may think that our words are, God will use them. God will speak through us. Just trust him. He will guide you just as he guided Jonah. It's incredible what a kind word instead of a cutting response can make, or a story of how Jesus has loved you instead of a story of anger and revenge. So in closing, we all have a Nineveh, a person, a group, even ourselves, who we think is undeserving of our love and of God's love. That's where we need to go. God is calling us to our Nineveh. Let's pray. Lord, as we start this new year of opportunities, a new year of your love, your unconditional love, your grace and mercy. Lord, I pray that you will show us the people in our lives that we believe are undeserving, people we've disregarded, people we don't want to be around, people who've hurt us, people who are hurting us. Lord, soften our hearts so that we may approach them with the grace and love that you've given to us. Lead us to our Ninevehs, Lord. Amen.